Get ready, Riverland. It's Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie. For Berry Better. Good morning.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Oh, it's been another week. This week, we're in December, Christmas.
Yeah, a lot of Christmas stuff happening.
Oh, I need to, because I leave my advent calendar here over the weekends, I open Saturdays, today's Friday, by the way, do I open Saturdays today and then Sundays on Monday and do two double days? Or what do you think I do?
You know what you do? You do you.
Oh, you're no help. You're no help in these situations.
Nope.
Because I think it's morally wrong to open a day ahead.
Yes.
But then at the same time, I don't want to open three on Monday.
Why don't you just open the days when the days fall?
Because I'm not going to be here over the weekend and my advent calendar stays here.
Why don't you take it home?
Have you seen how big my advent calendar is? It's not a very portable advent calendar.
Isn't it?
No.
Put it under your arm. Take it home.
No, because then I'm going to forget to bring it in on Monday.
Sounds like a you problem.
It sounds like, oh.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
You'll sort it out. I have faith in you.
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Actually, I don't think you will.
plenty happened on the show this week. Talk to water safety expert, Mr. Laurie Lawrence.
Kids Alive, do the five guy.
Yeah.
Also, we did a bit of juice taste testing. And we ended up getting some free juice out of it. One of the juice people gave us juice for saying nice things about their juice.
This was like the first time.
It's all above board. We definitely didn't plan it.
No, because so in radio, there's this thing called cash for comment, where basically you can't go to a business and be like, hey, I'll give you guys like a little shout out on air if you give me some of your product. But we did it the opposite way. We went out on our own like money and bought the product, talked about it on air, and we're like, this is really good. And then they gave it to us.
Yeah, look, it's all above board if you don't pre-organise doing it.
Exactly.
Someone drops off some stuff for free, we'll take it.
We've had Macca's before too. That was a really good one morning.
We won't say no.
Anyways, plenty of other stuff on the show as well. Stay tuned for that and we'll be back weekday mornings from 6 on Magic 931.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
What foods reheat better than the original time that you ate it? This comes after I got some churros on the weekend, and first time was great. Second time was amazing.
Yeah, strange. I never thought of churros. I think when I think of things that taste better reheated, I think maybe a pizza, but you got to reheat it properly. Mm.
I also quite enjoy like cookies or brownies reheated because they just get so much more gooey, especially a brownie. It just goes into like a gooey lava kind of consistency.
Changes the construct of the food.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And there's different ways to reheat stuff. Usually the microwave, you got to work it. Like
when, you got to work it.
You got to work it because as we're talking about with KFC, you have to put a cup of water in. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. With pizza, same thing. It's whether or not you need to put more moisture in or take some moisture out.
Stop saying the word.
How else am I meant to describe? Give me another word. Would you rather me say put some wetness in?
Oh, yuck.
Exactly.
Nah, you're right.
I'm going to stick with moisture, okay? Unless you give me another word. We've opened up the phones, 858-23931.
Tom from Barmara. What food is the best after it's been reheated?
Gotta be a curry, guys. I'm a beef vindaloo guy, but I love it hot, 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 hot. And I will ask for that. You know, where you can put your notes in when you're ordering. I just put hot, 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 extra hot. And then it's still not hot enough. So then you put it in the fridge, and then the next day when you heat it up, I don't know, something to do with the juices or the actual curry paste. But over that 24 hours or the 12 hours, it seems to just thicken and just get hotter and spicier. Yeah, so I always make sure I save some curry for the next day.
Tom, I love your bravery asking a restaurant to make things hot. That's a death wish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, they actually say, you know, do you want, and I was okay, but they say to you, do you want it Indian hot? And I say, yes, please, give it to me like that.
Wow.
But there you go. Wow. And then you even reheat it extra to get it extra hot. This is insane. But I've never, I'm not a big spice eater, so I might not be reheating curries because it'll make it a bit too hot for me.
Thanks, Tom.
We've also had some messages come through on Facebook. Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
No, I'm not a big fan of reheated spaghetti bolognese.
Nah, I've done it before. The pasta has time in the fridge overnight to soak up all of the sauce.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. I prefer spaghetti bolognese straight out of the pot, but only if I'm cooking it because my boyfriend undercooks the pasta.
So oh, no, you got to cook it al dente.
No,
you can't overcook the pasta.
I like soft pasta, so the only reason I like reheated spag or pasta is because then the pasta gets cooked properly.
Oh, no, I don't like that at all.
Anyways, the phones are still ringing.
Julie from Berry, what tastes better after you reheat it?
Potato bake.
I have had that reheated, and it is good. Why do you
better if you cook it, let it cool down, and then put it back in the oven for half an hour because it just tastes so much better.
Back in the oven.
Oh, okay. So not like a next day reheat in the microwave. We're saying before you even serve it originally, it's a reheat.
Yep.
Why is
it
that?
It's a lot more solid and it's just more flavoursome.
Yeah, right. I'll give it a go.
So have you got to let it cool down completely or just like enough and then put it back in?
Usually I'll cook it, if I can, I'll cook it early in the day and then let it cool down completely and whack it back in the oven for an hour or half hour before I serve it.
Julie, you got any spots for Christmas Day lunch at yours?
Come on.
Yeah, you do.
Anything is Christmas related if you eat it on Christmas, in my opinion.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We have a very exciting announcement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bit of an epiphany on Friday afternoon here in the office. And I was like, we need to do this. And I quickly made a phone call to a good friend of the show. And he was all for it. He's very excited for this as well. And I'm very happy to announce that in conjunction with Rollbush Quality Meats, Magic 931, particularly Scudder and Maddie Breakfast Show, we'll be making a Christmas sausage.
Oh, yes. So excited.
I don't know even how this came to my mind on Friday, but all of a sudden I turned to you and said, we should do a Christmas sausage. And you said, say no more.
Say no more. You had me at sausage.
Yeah. So I quickly called Nigel at Rollbush Quality Meats and said, can we do a Christmas sausage? Is it something, like, is it possible? Can it be done? And he's like, oh, yes, 100%. We'll do a turkey base.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a turkey-based sausage.
Naturally.
And then we have to decide what ingredients go with it.
Okay.
So
yeah,
this
right.
is
I like
the
this.
People's sausage, the Riverland Christmas sausage.
Okay.
So we need your help of what other ingredients need to go into this sausage.
Look, Rollbush Quality Meats are pretty good at freestyling sausages.
Yeah.
And Nigel said, you know, some of them work really well, some of them don't work so well, and they just get rid of those and put the ones that are good on the permanent menu.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
they have some very nice ones.
We need
in
to
there.
Maybe come up with a couple of different options, and then we'll present them to Nigel, and we'll see what ones that he could work with. And then he'll get to making, and then I can reveal the final Friday meat raffle of our show this year, which is the 18th of December, will feature the Christmas sausage.
Yes.
And then you will also be able to purchase it from Rollbush Quality Meats as
Amazing.
Well.
Amazing.
In time for Christmas.
I love this. Now, when you think Christmas, what kind of food do you think when you
well,
think Christmas?
To go with turkey.
Yeah.
This is the thing. So I'm like, do we chuck in some cranberry sauce?
Mm, are you a cranberry sauce on the turkey?
Is it like a gravy? Do we do like a turkey and a gravy kind of? Like, do we put bacon with it?
Do we put applesauce? No, that's on pork. Don't worry.
See, this is the thing. So we need your help, Riverland. I'll put up a post on Facebook later today of suggestions for the Christmas sausage.
This is great.
I'm very excited for this. We're going to be the official taste testers as well, obviously.
No suggestions for Christmas sweets like, oh, put a Christmas pudding in a sausage or something. No,
no.
Yeah.
It needs to go with turkey because that's the base.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We've had a bit of a Sherlock Holmes situation in our house because Ari, my puppy, he lives in the laundry, sleeps there every night, and he has somehow found this white plastic stuff that keeps appearing in the laundry. Every morning I wake up and open the laundry door and there's more of it on the floor.
Can't describe, like, what shape and stuff is
so it's little shards of white plastic.
So as if he's, like, chewed it off something and then brought it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking there's something in the backyard that he's chewing.
Yeah, my first, like, thought is, like, a bottle or something.
Yeah, it's a bit harder white plastic, like the top of a soap dispenser, like this hand sanitizer thing. It's tougher
like
white
plastic. Like
a tough
plastic. Okay. Yeah.
And there's little tiny shards of it everywhere, all over the laundry floor every morning. And I've cleaned it up every now and then, but now it's just gone crazy.
Mm.
I couldn't work out. I was racking my brain. There's nothing in the laundry. There's nothing outside that he could be chewing and bringing back in. But the floor is just covered in these shards of white plastic. Anyway, did a bit of investigation. We've got a camera in there that I was looking
at. I was about to say, you've got ARICam.
I've got ARICam on my phone. I was watching him. Watching him for a while one night. He didn't know I was watching him.
Obviously, you have a very busy life when you're at home, sitting there watching your dog through a camera.
Had a bit of free time. And he was in there by himself and he snuck off into the corner, off the camera, into the corner.
He knows where the camera is.
Well, I went back in there and there's a gap between the basin and the window, the sliding door, just enough to get the door through, to open the door. And just enough for him to squeeze his little sausage dog body down to the end of. And I had no idea. There's nothing down there. There's just tiles and wall.
And the basin.
Except when we put the blind down every night. There's a rail in the bottom of the blind. Sorry. There was a rail in the bottom of the blind. It's not there anymore. He gets there every night. He crawls to the end of it. And he slowly takes the rail out. Slowly, piece by piece, chews it to bits, spits it out on the floor and keeps going. It's been his project now for months, I'm
sure. So how far has he got in? Like, how much of the rail is left?
It's only about half a foot left out of, like, 2 metres.
This is amazing.
And I'm going to take it away. Tonight, I'm going to take the thing off of the... Take the blind off the wall and take this rail out and he's going to hate me forever. You know how long it's been? I've been...
Well, this is the thing. Like... I feel like you should leave it because it's his own little project.
I would leave it. It's dangerous for him. I don't want him to swallow a little bit of white plastic. I'm sure he has before and nothing's happened, but I don't want him to swallow one. I need to take it away from him, but he's going to be so dirty with me because that's his project. It's like you working on something for two months and then me just stealing it from
you. And
then
you're just hitting delete.
You'll never finish that. Sorry, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of finishing that.
Sometimes you just got
to
be the bad parent.
You got to be
the bad cop. And Ari is going to hate you for like a good 6 months or so.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to deal with it. This is prepping you for when you have children.
I know. He may
when
never speak to
me again. When you have a teenager and you take their phone off them because they're texting a boy or a girl and you're like, this is not okay.
He's going to run into the laundry and he'll be like, Dad, you never let me have anything.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Now, unfortunately, there's been some really sad news to hit the Riverland community over the past couple of weeks. A lovely little girl named Elizabeth, who's only 4 years old, unfortunately has been diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumour. So very, very sad news for not only her, but her family and the whole community. And we're lucky enough right now to be joined by her uncle, Jai, who is with her at the moment down in Adelaide. Good morning, Jai.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much to you all for supporting this cause as well.
Not a problem, Jai. Now, you're with Elizabeth at the moment down in Adelaide. Can you tell us how it's been? Obviously, nothing. It's something that no family ever wants to go through. Just tell us how it's been for you and the family and how it's affected you guys.
It's been an extremely tough time. Elizabeth is an amazing little girl. She has such a life about her. But Mum and Dad, Tess and Tristan, have been extremely strong in this time. It's as you're all aware, it's a really, really tough time and has affected the family quite a lot, though. But it's good to see everyone supporting and the community coming behind, which is helping, giving strength to everyone here and the family as well.
Mm. Yeah. Now, what exactly is Elizabeth's diagnosis and how has she changed over the course of the past couple of weeks since finding out?
Well, it's been a pretty progressive change. What she's been diagnosed is with a diffuse midline glioma. It's a 51 millimetre tumour placed in the centre of her brain. It has affected her walking. This is a girl who went from running around everywhere and just so much joy and so much life to hardly being able to walk. Her speech is really laboured. She has a lot of trouble talking now, so her speech is a lot quieter than normal. But the steroids is helping her able to talk and to walk a little better and everything as well. So the last month has been a bit of a struggle, and when they were finally diagnosed a couple of weeks ago, they were rushed down to Adelaide, and they've been down here ever since. At the moment, they're in the Michael Wright Rice Childhood Cancer Flats, close to the hospital as well.
How's Elizabeth taking all this? Obviously, she understands what's going on. You said she was really strong and getting through it. Does she know what's going on and why everyone's rallying around her at the moment?
Mum has said, my sister Tess has said that she's got a monster in her head and she's got to fight it. She's a 4-year-old girl, so she doesn't quite understand. She knows that she wants to fight. She doesn't want to pass, but at the moment we've just got to fight really hard. She's got to fight, so just at the moment with the tumor, it's all about providing quality of life in the time she has left. So I think that's going to be the happy. My sister wants Elizabeth to have the best ending possible. Yeah. So at the moment we're doing radiation to try and extend her life.
Yeah, wow. It's really hard for the family to be going through. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Is there any chance that Elizabeth will get to come home at all?
Well, we'll do the radiation. She's got 6 weeks of radiation, which is, I think it's 30 doses of radiation, and that's to try and break up the tumour and to extend her life. And after that, she comes home because there's not much else the doctors can do. They can't operate without essentially making her brain dead, unfortunately.
Now, there is a fundraising page going around Facebook at the moment, which we will share on our page too in case our listeners want to find it a bit easier. What is that money going to be used for, Jai?
Well, that money is already going into use now, helping support Elizabeth. Some of the funds have cleared. It's going to go towards a holiday, so hopefully when she gets through the radiation, she'll be able to go on a little bit of holiday, hopefully with everything with the borders, that she really wants to go to Dreamworld, SeaWorld, Movie World. The family wants to take her there. And Mum and Dad also want to get married before she passes so that she can be a part of that.
Well, if nothing else from the Riverland, I think we can all rally together and send this girl on her dream holiday.
Definitely and also help the family out.
Yeah.
Just looking at the Facebook page now, already 298 people have donated, which is amazing. But there is so many more people out there in the Riverland that can jump on board with this to help raise money for Elizabeth and her family after a very, very tragic news. And my heart really does go out to you guys. And I'm sure everyone listening right now, they're really feeling for you this morning.
Yeah. Jai, we can't imagine what you're going through at the moment. But thank you so much for taking the time to come on air with us and all the best.
Thank you very much, and thank you to you and the whole community and the music community that is supporting Elizabeth and my family in this tough time. So thank you very much.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
As the weather heats up a lot on the weekend, it did. You might be seeing a lot more people in and around water trying to cool off. So that includes the Mighty Murray, but also backyard pools.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very jealous of all the people that have them. So I thought we'd better get someone on who knows exactly about keeping kids safe around the water. And that is Mr. Laurie Lawrence. Good morning.
How are you two going there?
Fantastic.
We're doing good.
Yeah, that's great. So you're still employed.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Surprisingly, still here. Today, Laurie, you're launching The Sense of Summer. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Well, it's first day of summer. It's Check Your Pool Gate Month because Royal Life got the stats back to us and we found that 50% of kids drowning under the age of 5, half of them drown in backyard pools. Well, we know that creeks, rivers, dams, the Mighty Murray all claims lives, but the backyard pool is the most dangerous. So what we're saying is December, it's hot, check your pool gate month.
Now, how exactly can people check their gates and their pool fences to make sure they are at top-notch safety standards?
Well, they go online to checkyourpoolgate.com.au. They'll get all the various bits and pieces, the legislation, making sure that you've got magna latches, true close hinges, all those things in place. Because what Royal Life Saving has found is that the gate is the weakest link. That's where the kids get into the pool, either by climbing or lifting the latch or by having faulty hardware. People haven't got a MagnaLatch. They haven't got true closed hinges. And so they get into the pool through that area.
Okay.
So it's check your pool gate month. And let's save some more kids' lives.
Yeah, I can hear people now. They're thinking, oh, check the pool gate. No, I did that. I did that last year. Did it at the start of this year. A lot can happen, though, since last summer.
Well, the ground moves, mate. The ground moves, subsidence, all those things happen.
Yeah.
And so your latch gets off alignment.
Mm.
And if your latch, or you've got old hinges that are rusted out because you haven't got polymer hinges. So these are things that happen. And so it's time to check them. Check them every December. Check them. Check them regularly. But this is a reminder.
Yeah.
This is the drowning season.
Yeah, definitely.
Summer is when most kids drown.
Yeah.
And adults too.
Well, you're a wealth of knowledge, Laurie. It's always good having you on the show. Thanks for joining us and we'll chat again soon.
My pleasure.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
What did you find in a random place after a month of an electric shaver being missing in my house? My boyfriend finally found it at the bottom of a washing basket with clean washing on top in our walking robe.
Very lucky he had the backup one.
Oh, yeah, very lucky. But he was getting very frustrated because it makes him break out and was getting, like, ingrown hairs and stuff, things like that.
Now, if I lost my shaver for a month, you wouldn't even know. Because I can't grow anything. I did Movember. Did you notice?
No.
Nobody did.
but yeah, we are talking about what did you find in a random place. Your brother found his keys somewhere.
Well,
weird.
Well, he lost his keys. He was at uni at the college and they played a bit of a prank on him, obviously. Someone put his keys in the freezer and he didn't find them for weeks because nobody remembered putting them in the freezer. To this day, still a mystery. Nobody knows who did it.
Too many beers and lemonades were had, I think.
That
they did not drink responsibly that night. We have opened up the phones. Brian from Barrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Brian, what did you find in a weird place?
Well, I stayed at an Airbnb and I went into the cupboard where they had all the sauces and condiments and I found some jelly, except it wasn't the jelly that you eat.
Oh, was it the old KY?
Yes, it was. So I was a little bit concerned when I found that sitting next to the tomato sauce.
I'm just picturing someone coming home late at night to this Airbnb after like a couple of bevvies as well and being like, oh, I could really go for like some chips and sauce.
Oh.
And getting the chips out, getting the jelly, squeezing it all over.
No.
Ooh, why is my mouth extra slippery?
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
It's another birthday today, Juice WRLD. I have these lucid dreams where. Good artist.
Great artist. He would have been 22 today.
Is he only that old? I thought he was older for some reason.
No.
Oh, he's a young boy. Anyways, I've been a bit inspired by this whole Juice thing.
Okay.
Juice WRLD.
Yes.
So Whitey's in the studio. Morning, Whitey.
Morning.
And I have tasked Whitey to go and get 4 different kinds of orange juice, put them in cups. We're going to blind taste test, and then we have to guess the brand of juice we're drinking.
This. I like this a lot.
So, Whitey, what you can announce what 4 brands you have,
okay.
And then we're going to test, and then we're going to put them in order and then guess. So what brands have we got?
We have the classic Daily Juice.
Yep, that's the one, the blue, like a royal blue bottle.
Yep, yep. Also, is it Nudie?
Oh, yeah, Nudie.
Nudie, yep.
Yep.
Oh, good juice.
And, of course, Nippies.
Oh, Nippies is
Can't
in there.
Can't go past Nippies.
Yep.
And what's your crush?
Oh, Polly's Fruit Juice from Loxton.
Yep.
Obviously the best one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the best one in words.
Alrighty. So we've got them in cups. We have labelled. We're going to not elaborate on what ones we think are after each. We just have to do it in our own time. And
can
then
I drink this?
Yeah, let's go. Number one. Let's have a nice one. Little sip
it's
here.
Just all this juice in front of me. I just want it. Mmm.
Ooh. Oh, that one's got a little bit of pulp in it.
That is pulpy.
It's a very fresh orange juice.
It's a little bit dry, if that's a thing for juice.
It's not as
sweet.
It's not a sweet, soury one.
Yeah, unsweetened maybe.
Unsweetened is probably
okay.
The word you're looking for.
I've got my guess in.
I'm not sure. I'm going to drink all of them and then guess.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
All right, number two.
This
one's a little bit of a lighter colour than number one.
It is. Mmm.
No pulp in that.
No pulp.
Oh, it's got a, like, almost a rind taste to it.
Got a bit of a tang.
It is a little bit sour, a little bit tangy. Yeah, it is. Okay. I've got two possible options actually for that one. Right. I'm going to just write this down quickly.
Number three.
Yeah, you go number three.
Oh, very pulpy. Oh.
Mm.
Very different. Nowhere near as sweet as number two.
Okay.
Very subtle.
Oh, I am so lost now. I have no idea. Oh dear. I have no idea now.
And then, all right, I'm going to go for number four here. Another lighter colour once again.
Okay, number four. I'm hoping this is what I think it is.
Oh, whoa. What is number four?
Oh, hang on. Oh, no, I'm completely stuffed
this up. Oh, I'm so lost. Number four is so different ones. Who would have thought that these four different orange juices would taste so different from each other? All right, I'm going to quickly... Number two is the sweetest. I think... I'm going to run down there and quickly do another one. I reckon
that. Okay.
Then this is great. The judges are deliberating. It is quite a difficult decision.
All right, I'm just going to have one quick little more taste test to go with it.
It's just ridiculous.
Yep.
Oh, actually, I'm going to swap those two around. Okay, I'm ready. I've got my guesses in. You ready? You good to go?
One more second.
She's drinking them again.
It's about her fourth time around.
There's not much left in those cups. You want to refill, Maddie, or?
I'm just going to have to lock in what I've got. I'm just going to have to go with that.
Okay.
All right.
Lock it in.
Are we ready?
Okay, Scudder, what's your guess for number one?
Number one, I've gone nippies.
Oh, I've gone Orchard?
Orchard
Crush.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are both incorrect. It is nudies.
Oh, that's the nudies.
That's a nudie.
Oh,
okay.
No.
All right. Number two the sweetest one of them all.
That was 100% Orchard Crush.
Oh, I've gone Daily.
No.
Daily Juice.
As Scudder was quite familiar with the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
He was correct.
Yes, damn it.
Thank you. I know my Orchard Crush.
Oh, okay.
Number three.
I've gone for Nippies as number three.
I've gone for the Daily Juice as number three.
Oh. Well, one of you have got it correct. Which one is it, though?
Come on, Whitey.
Find out after the break.
It's Nippies.
Yes. So we're tied.
Uh-oh.
We are tied.
What's this mean? But none of us can win.
None of us have gotten
now.
The last one right.
What's
because
the last
I had
one?
It as nudie.
I had it as nudie.
And the last one is Daily Juice.
I can say this now. Number four, where's Daily Juice made? Is that South Australian? Because it was nowhere near in the same league as the other ones. I'm just going to put that out there.
In a league of its own.
It's a Victorian brand.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Daily Juice is nowhere near as good as any of the rest of these. Orchard Crush, 100%.
And Nippies.
Beautiful. Nippies is beautiful. Yep. Nudie, a general nod.
No.
But the Riverland ones, no joke, blind taste test. Those are the two best ones.
That was not planned.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We've got some friends around.
They're family, aren't they?
Well, yes, sorry, they're family. They're visitors around. They're here from Melbourne because they can be now. And as soon as the borders open, they're like, hey, guys, we're coming. They drove yesterday, all day yesterday. They got here just before I had to go off to our little client event yesterday. And within 5 minutes of them arriving, because they have two boys, very young boys.
Mm.
The house was destroyed.
Did you say there was snot on the couch already?
There was snot on the couch. And there was water everywhere. Everything was just a little bit damp. I don't understand how that happens with kids.
If they were like teenage boys, I'd be like, maybe they're sweaty, but...
No, like there was one of them was playing with a bowl of water up on the counter because he got a monster truck and it changes colour when you put it in water.
That's kind of cool.
It was kind of cool. Water everywhere. Ari was loving it though because he got so much attention.
Oh yeah, that's like when my parents were here. Molly just was the love of their life and she just got to roam around free without being supervised and she loved it.
Chris says that every time his parents come as well because they spoil his dog rotten and he has to actually stop them from spoiling the dog. Because as soon as they leave again for the year, because they'll come Christmas, they'll go at the end of Christmas, his dog gets all sad and he won't talk to Chris for like a week after. Because why don't you treat me like these guys
do
all the time?
Yeah, they're so much nicer to me.
I love when those guys come. I get treats every hour, every half an hour. He gets fat over Christmas.
Now that you've got kids in your house and you're seeing what they do, is this putting you off having them for even longer?
I don't know if I could be put off any more than I already was. but no, they're lovely. Like, these are the dream kind of kids. They do the normal kid things, but they are so smart and like can hold a conversation with you, which is amazing. One of them, last time I saw him, was 4 months old.
No.
And now he's 18 months old. He's
walking around.
He's grown. He's running around. And last time I saw him was at his christening when he was getting baptized.
When he was getting dunked in the water.
Yeah. So Ari got a present from them, obviously. They couldn't come empty-handed because they knew Ari was in the house.
That's nice.
Unfortunately, it was a stuffed toy.
Oh, no.
With a squeaker in it. I should have set a timer. Seriously, it was about 3.5 minutes. Ari had the squeaker out of the toy and he was running around with it, biting down on it softly, just...
See, I'm scared for this when we go home for Christmas because my parents have a puppy that's a couple months younger than Molly, who's pretty gentle with her toys, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
And Molly is not, as we've discussed previously. So I'm concerned that Molly's going to go to my parents' house and find all of Poppy's toys and ripped them to shreds straight away.
Yes, that did happen when Michaela's parents' dog was sleeping in Ari's room as well for a week when they went away. He had a bit of a comfort there with him, and that does not exist anymore. But I felt bad because I said, oh, thank you so much for the gift. It's really thoughtful of you.
But Ari's destroying it in 1.5 seconds.
They said, oh, it's fine. It didn't cost too much money. I'm like, it did cost money, didn't it? So much.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
I wasn't here for this last year, so I missed out. But the Toy and Tucker Run, which I've been told is quite a thing I need to go and see this weekend, is happening. And I thought maybe we should get a person who knows all about what is happening. Scott Crockett, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Maddie.
Now, Scott.
You're the branch president of the Ulysses Club for Mallee.
That is correct, yes.
So for those that don't know, what is the Toy and Tucker Run?
Toy and Tucker Run is an event we put on each year in aid of raising funds, food and money for the Riverland Christmas Appeal. This has been 18 years that we've been doing this run now.
Wow. That's a long run. I remember the guys coming through. It's normally around this weekend every year, isn't it? The start of December.
Yeah, it's the first weekend of December every year.
They come through and visit a few different places around the Riverlands and pick up the toys and Tucker and obviously take them off to where they're needed most.
Yes, correct.
We've been supporting the Riverland Christmas Appeal here as well for the last month or so, you know, asking people for donations and stuff around different drop-off points around the Riverland. So the Ulysses Club go around to a couple of points around the Riverlands. Can we go and see the guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So we end up in the main street to pretty much all the major towns on the Riverland. So we kick off from either end from either Wakery, which will be outside the hotel near Wakery. That's about 8:45 in the morning. And we've also got another group that leave from Renmark around about Macca's car park there, which will be at 9:15. And they go via Pringa, and the Wakery guys come up for Ivan Rook. Everyone meets at Loxton in the main street there. And then around about 10:30, we'll head off from Loxton over to Berry, sit in Vaughan Terrace for a little while, just down from the roundabout, and then we'll head to Barmer and meet up at the markets and get involved with the Main Street Market people.
Oh, amazing.
How many bikes are we talking about on the road?
Yeah. We're looking to, last year, we were just over 150 motorcycles.
Whoa.
With a large majority of those carrying pillions too, so it's a good group of people.
Wow.
And obviously awesome. You can't put all the stuff that you're collecting on the bikes. That might make things a little bit difficult, so you'd have a support vehicle, I presume?
Yeah, we do have a van that travels with us, so if anyone comes along can donate on the day and we'll just put that straight in the van, and then we take it straight to the Christmas
party. Amazing. I was going to ask, how do people, if they've got something that they can donate, either toys or Tucker, how can they get involved? Do they just bring it down?
Just bring it down on the day and we'll have the van there. The van will be prominent in the street and we'll have our big Mallee Branch flag on the van and bring it up to the guys and girls hanging around there and donate, and that'd be just awesome. Beautiful.
This is pretty cool. Now, obviously, we still live in a place that COVID is a thing, so is there any restrictions people need to know about?
Yeah, sadly, this year we will have some COVID restrictions in place, so it's the obvious 1.5 metres apart, face mask if you can't do that, if you're not with family members, and we'll also have the COVID check-in system, either via scanner or the paperwork if you're not quite up to the scanner stage yet.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, that's this Sunday all across Riverland, it seems. So wherever you are, get out into the main street and see these guys.
Yeah, I think absolutely. Even if you don't see them, you'll hear it because 150 motorcycles. I hear like 5 driving past. I'm like, oh my God, that is so loud, let alone a lot more than that.
It's such a spectacle, even without the Toy and Tucker Run, even just 150 motorbikes in the same places.
Yeah, it's the idea is just to stand out and get people involved and get out there and talk
awesome.
To us.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We are 1 week out from having another spectacular musical put on by the RMS. Mamma Mia, the musical is debuting next Friday night at the Chafee Theatre.
Yes, it is. And we thought, let's get someone from on stage in the studio this morning. He's playing Harry in the Mamma Mia musical. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How are we all?
Fantastic.
Doing good. How are you feeling 1 week out?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's not stressful in the slightest at all.
Well, we have had so much longer to rehearse than normal.
Yeah. Well, you'd think so, but that also gives you twice as long just to, you know, focus on everything that you're doing
wrong. Yeah.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Look, we are, I say we because I'm making a cameo performance as well. I feel like I'm kind of part of the team here.
But, you really are. Yeah.
Next Friday, December 11, is the opening night at the Chafee Theatre, and we're allowed to have a checkerboard system. We're allowed to have half capacity in the theatre. So that's still a couple hundred people in there.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're really excited to put on the show for everyone.
I know.
Even if it's only about half capacity. So
You know, last week we were thinking about you because the whole lockdown came in again and they said, all right, everyone, everything get shut down again.
Stop.
And you guys, poor you guys have been practicing since January. Rehearsing everything since January, and now you're thinking, well, we're going to have to postpone it another 6 months. But so glad we can actually put the show on, and the Riverland gets to see the fruits of your labour for the whole year that's been.
I thought we should test the fruits of your labour this morning, and we're going to test Scudders because he's part of the team, as he just said.
I am.
And he is also a radio announcer, so should know music.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to test your ABBA knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically awesome. The songs, because Mamma Mia is based off the songs of ABBA, obviously.
Sam and I are a similar age bracket, both not in the ABBA realm at all.
But you're both in the musical. So what I've done, I've got some ABBA songs. I've got in the first 3 seconds of the songs.
Okay.
And then you both get to lock in like an answer.
Okay.
And what you think it's going to be, and then whoever has the most points at the end is obviously going to win.
All right, so we're not buzzing in or anything.
No,
we're just,
you both get to answer. You can try and collaborate if you want, but obviously it is a competition, so you want to win. All right, here is first 3 seconds of song.
Okay.
Scudder, what's your answer?
Pretty confident that is Dancing Queen.
Why does he get to go first?
You can say the same thing.
Yeah, Dancing Queen.
All right, let's see the answer. It is Dancing Queen.
Well done. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Good
Thank
start. You, good start.
Both on the board.
All right. Here's song number two. Sam?
I'm pretty sure that's Mamma Mia.
Okay.
Oh, you'd hate to get that one wrong, wouldn't you? Yeah, that's Mamma Mia. I was singing it in my head. I didn't quite get to the chorus, but yeah, Mamma Mia.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Oh, thank God.
I had to throw that one in.
That moment of panic. Wait, is it?
3 seconds is hard. All right, here is song number three.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
we're in trouble
here, Sam.
This
does feature early in the musical.
We're in trouble here, Sam.
Oh, wait.
Oh, so this one's in the musical too? That's even worse. That's even worse.
Come on, one of you put a guess in first.
Is it? I always forget the name of it. Honey, Honey?
Scudder, what are you doing? I'm going to go with just another ABBA song that I know the name of, SOS.
Have a listen.
Honey, Honey. Oh, no.
It is Honey, Honey.
Uh-oh.
All righty.
Congrats, Sam.
You're one ahead now. Here's number four. Sam?
Frustrating.
You know, the annoying thing about ABBA songs is that all of their song titles sound the same.
Yeah, well, the first 3 seconds of all of them. Give me some lyrics, I'll tell you what it is.
That's too easy.
Gimme.
Any guesses?
Gimme, Gimme.
You're going with Gimme, Gimme?
I'm not going to. I'm going to. Maybe that one's SOS. Maybe I've got to. I'll put in SOS. There you go.
Let's have a listen. Gimme,
Gimme, Gimme. Oh, no. Gimme, Gimme.
You've gotten all of them correct so far, Sam, I might just say.
Well,
let's see if you can get 5 out of 5 here.
What are you so nervous about, Sam?
All right,
Sam?
Here we go.
Well, there you go. 5 out of 5 for Sam. It's Waterloo.
What?
You got 5 out of five.
Ah, well done,
you know
Sam.
Your other songs.
You're allowed to stay in the RMS performance of Mamma Mia this year.
If you want to go and see the musical, tickets are still on sale at the Chafee Theatre box office. There's a couple left, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's not
heaps, though. So you've got to get in, book your tickets, go and see this awesome musical because you guys have been working super hard.
Absolutely.
Come to the opening performance Friday, December 11, and see yours truly on stage with Sam as well. Thank you so much for coming in, mate.
Thank you for having me.